Mother. I'm David.
I'm Natalie.
Oh, you gotta switch things up for the season 3 finale of How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
Yeah, we're in a weird position where we have, I meant to look this up, we have 5 more episodes of Friends this season, and so this is the end of the season for How I Met Your Mother.
Are we gonna do a Mystery Diners?
Yeah, we're gonna do 5 weeks of Mystery Diners, but I meant to look up if this is the case. I'm assuming that How I Met Your Mother's season is shorter because of the writer's strike, because this is the 2007-2008 season.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming that's why that happened.
That makes sense.
A lot of shows were shortened around that time, you know, Breaking Bad, Veronica Mars season 3.
Yeah.
A lot of things got shortened. I feel like my voice sounds weird. I don't know. Is that true?
I don't think so. But
because, yeah, we've had a fun weekend, and I just took a nap to recover from our fun weekend because I'm old now.
Well, yeah, little peek behind the curtain. We're actually recording on your birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is a birthday recording.
Yeah, I'm 40. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Yeah. You couldn't wait to say that.
I know. I'm going to say it for a year now.
Yeah. Like when we were engaged, we kept saying, my fiance. Yeah. Has anyone seen my fiance?
Yeah. if anyone doesn't know the Mike Gundy rant, where it's a college football coach ranting at the press, and he says, out of context, it's hilarious that he says, I'm a man, I'm 40.
Yeah.
And now I get to say that for a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a fun time, and because I'm old, I needed to take a nap to recover, and now I feel like my voice is like not quite awake yet.
Yeah. Well, we had a great time. We spent the weekend in Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
We did some relaxing. We did some grilling. We did some stargazing. We did some drinking.
Some s'moresing. Yeah, it was great.
We did a little soak. We had like a soaking pool in the yard.
Yeah, at the Airbnb. Yeah.
There was a hammock. So yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, and now we're back to real life, which means recording this great podcast that we love.
Yeah.
Yeah, another thing we did in the desert was we watched an episode of Friends and an episode of How I Met Your Mother.
We got to make this work,
yeah.
Time-wise.
Yeah. I guess that's the good thing about being podcast co-hosts who also live together and travel together, is we can, like, figure things out.
Yeah, and we have to give the people what they want.
Exactly.
This is what people want.
People would never
want.
Forgive us if we took a week off.
No.
Never forgive
hordes,
us.
Hordes of people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you are somehow new to the podcast, thank you for joining me for my birthday episode.
All right, count of three.
What happens is we watch an episode of Friends and an episode of How I Met Your Mother every week, and we compare and contrast and talk about what was going on in the world, all sorts of things like that. We're on season 3, episode 20 of both of these shows. Season 3, episode 20 of Friends is called The One with the Dollhouse, and season 3, episode 20 of How I Met Your Mother is called Miracles, the season 3 finale of How I Met Your Mother. We're gonna put a pin in that, and we're gonna start with season 3, episode 20 of Friends, The One with the Dollhouse. So this one is very much following up on what happened in the previous episode. We started the Monica and Rachel's,
mm-hmm.
And Joey can't stop thinking about
Kate.
I still want to say Dina, because the actress Dina Meyers from Starship Troopers, among other things. So he's all lovesick over her, and he's turned to his lady friends for help, but Ross is there too. Or Ross shows up, I guess, to break the news to Monica that Aunt Sylvia died.
Yeah.
Their Aunt Sylvia, and Monica is over the moon.
Yeah.
Because I guess Sylvia was really mean, but also it means that Monica gets her old Victorian dollhouse.
Yeah.
And so that's what she gets in the will. Apparently the only thing, I guess. I don't know. I've never, like, had anyone, like, die and leave me something in their will.
Yeah, me neither.
You know?
Yeah. It's strange, but I think it's pretty common.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Maybe among richer people.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna write a. You and I have talked about we need to do wills because yes. we're like, you know, older married people. Now we need to do that, yeah. but I should like just pick things that I own and specifically bequeath them to all of our nieces and nephews just so they can get something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just like some dumb like book.
Or like, yeah, I guess Uncle David wanted me to have this Clueless soundtrack yeah. on CD.
Or like this old DVD collection goes yeah. to.
Yeah.
No one wants it.
So that's very exciting. For Monica, that she gets this doll house.
Because she never got to play with it.
Yeah, so then the next day, or maybe it's the same day, I can't remember. Turns out Chandler and Rachel went out to lunch together, and Chandler walked her back to her office. Basically, just he walked her back to her desk to see some lingerie? Is that the...
Yeah.
That's the implication? Is yeah. that he wanted to see lingerie in person? She could walk to a like department store if you need to see lingerie.
Bras and, like... models walking around, and then she gives him a catalog.
Right.
Yeah. Strange.
Yeah, very strange. But that's what leads to Rachel's boss, Joanna, getting a load of Chandler and liking the goods.
Yeah.
And
she's liking the Chan man.
The Chan Chan man is what he says.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rachel, Joanna asks Rachel to ask Chandler to call her or something like that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
We learned. See, this is what happens when we don't watch them right before. I forget about things.
Yeah.
We learned that Phoebe never had a dollhouse.
Yeah.
And so Phoebe is excited because Monica's like, "Oh, when I get Aunt Sylvia's dollhouse, you can play with it." So Phoebe right. comes over with all these like toys to play with in the dollhouse.
Yeah.
And Monica, being Monica, is. Not pleased no. with her not playing with the dollhouse, like, on theme as or at a specific size.
Intended.
Yeah.
With, so like, the Victorian furniture that, like, go with the house or, yeah. like, the...
And you can't have dinosaurs.
You can't have dinosaurs. You can't have around. A giant dog. A giant dog.
So that's going on. Chandler agrees to go out with Joanna. Meanwhile, at Joey's rehearsal, Kate's understudy, named Lauren,
mm-hmm.
is a big Dr. Drake Ramore fan.
Yeah. Did you recognize this actress?
No.
Okay. I know her from something.
Well, we can look it up right now, okay. if you want.
Only if you want.
Let's see. Her name. Hold on to your hats.
Okay.
Get ready for this.
Okay.
Just me stalling.
Yeah.
So the actress who played Lauren doesn't even have a photo on IMDb, so that's not promising.
Okay.
Her name's Jennifer Millmore.
Okay. Maybe she just has a face.
Wait for it. I think I know.
Okay. Oh, I know it.
Tuong Fu, thanks yep. for everything, that's Julie
it.
Newmar.
That's it. She was one of the townies.
Okay.
She was the one, like, she was, like, the shy girl who, like, had a crush on Billy Ray.
Okay. Okay.
And then the queen's, like... helped her get her confidence up.
Okay.
To, like, ask him out.
Wow. And then I guess she, stopped acting, or...
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Tuong Fu.
Yeah, good for her.
Okay.
Okay, so... Sorry. Jennifer Millmore plays Lauren. She's a big fan. So Joey, I guess, wants to start dating Lauren to make Kate... jealous
mm-hmm.
or just as like a stand-in for Kate
mm-hmm.
because she's the understudy. It doesn't really work,
yeah.
I guess, and it's not going to work out, but that's getting ahead of ourselves. Meanwhile, Phoebe went ahead and made herself her own dollhouse, which looks like a ton of fun.
Pretty fucking awesome dollhouse.
Yeah, she's like, there's one room that's completely made of licorice, and like there's a slide instead of stairs to get yeah. from room to room, and it has a bubble machine that works, and yeah. it has an aroma room where you light candles.
Yeah.
And
props to the props department. Phoebe's dollhouse was so cool.
Yeah, and I also it was very fun. She shows up at the door with the dollhouse, and it was very funny for me to imagine Phoebe like riding the subway or the bus with her dollhouse.
Yeah.
yeah. Props to the props department. It looks great.
Yeah.
So it turns out Chandler hated his date with Joanna because he found her to be. very boring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that, like, so at the beginning of the episode, Joey's talking about, like, it's so, like, new to him to be into someone who isn't into him, mm-hmm. you know? And he says something like, is this how Chandler feels all the time?
Yeah.
But here Chandler is, like, I don't know. I don't know why he's being so blasé about Joanna and, like, not being into it.
Yeah.
And just, like, I don't know. He should be more flattered if he's apparently so yeah. hard up.
Yeah.
But
he says, like, you know, she's really nice. She's attractive. You know, like, there's, I just don't.
Yeah.
We just don't click. She's a
snooze. But you say the word click. Turns out Joanna absolutely thought they clicked. She yeah. used that word, click, yeah. multiple times. And is expecting Chandler to call her back. Because Chandler said, I'll call you.
Yeah. He can't help himself.
Yeah, because he says a nice way to let her down. Said, I'll call her.
Yeah.
Said he'd call her and isn't going to. Meanwhile, the director of Joey's play, whom Kate is dating, is... it's funny, Joey said he's like a cartoon, because he literally is like a cartoon of, like, a pretentious director.
Yeah.
You know, yelling at them and telling them they're bad actors mm-hmm. and it's a bad play.
Yeah.
And so they decide to stay late to work on their scene, and it leads to them ending up in bed together.
Yeah.
Including, like, I always love the cut to them ending up in bed is then, like, they clearly just finished having sex, and they come out from under the covers, so yeah. they were having sex
under
completely
the
under the comforter, yeah. which yeah. is, like, something that always happens in TV shows that yeah. no one would really do.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. It's breakfast at Monica's because everyone likes to come over to Monica's for breakfast.
Yeah.
Including, like, Ross is like eating cereal.
Yeah.
Joey shows up. He's in post-coital bliss, right?
Yeah, he's over the moon.
But
he has little hearts in his eyes.
Yeah,
he's hugging everyone.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. But then Rachel's mad at Chandler for not calling Joanna. Which gets even worse when Rachel gets to work and Joanna essentially threatens
to fire
Rachel yeah. if Chandler doesn't call her. So.
This is such an HR nightmare because not only is she rude to Rachel, she's also like semi-abusive to Sophie, her assistant.
Yeah, yeah. I meant to put this as like in like the similarities at the end, like. The idea of, like, there being the one coworker that everyone's mean to.
Yeah.
That's going to end up coming up. There's a character on How I Met Your Mother who Robin's very mean to.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's Sophie here. But so Rachel is like, you got a call. Meanwhile, Phoebe's dollhouse catches on fire, which this could be in similarities or this could be under the umbrella. Ross, like, bursts in
yeah.
on his yeah, sister masturbating.
Yes.
In yeah. the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incestual masturbation.
yeah. Turns out...
But imagine, like, if you were masturbating in the shower mm-hmm. and your brother runs in with a dollhouse
flaming
on fire.
Flaming dollhouse, yeah.
That's jarring.
Yeah, it would be very traumatizing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it turns out, even though Joey's over the moon about what happened between him and Dina, it was just a one-time thing to Dina, and she doesn't... Sorry, Kate.
Yeah.
she doesn't want to keep it going. She wants the director to not know about it. And so he's obviously very sad. He'd broken up with...
Lauren.
Yeah, Bobby Lee from Tu Wong Fu. Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar. That's her character's name, Bobby Lee.
No, she loves Bobby Lee.
No, according to...
Oh, is her name?
According to IMDb, her name is Bobby Lee.
Oh, okay. Then she loves Billy...
I don't know. Ray. I only saw it the once, and it wasn't... I didn't like it as much as you did.
She's in love with...
Bobby Ray?
Bobby Ray.
So there's Bobby Lee and Bobby Ray?
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bobby Ray is Jason London, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then there's a very funny bit where, like, kind of like when... You and I love this when they, on both shows, when they, like, talk about one thing as if it's, like, another thing or whatever, like... Phoebe talking about Monica's haircut, like she's like the doctor and the hair is the patient or whatever. Yeah. So here we get a version of that where Ross is like the...
There was a fire.
The police, yeah, the detective or whatever breaking the news to Phoebe about the fire at the house and Phoebe has to identify a body. Yeah. It's like under a Kleenex.
Yeah.
I thought like it was... I guess this is just the C-plot. So there isn't going to be anything, like, weighty about it. But I assume there's going to be something where, like, Phoebe is going to accuse Monica of doing this or letting this happen because she was jealous that people liked her dollhouse better than Monica's. But no, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are we? So finally, Chandler... breaks it off with Joanna, says how he actually feels and apologizes and all that stuff, and then like the sort of the end of the episode is him saying it being awkward and him saying I'll call you or whatever, and then the credits, and then we get a tag I didn't love where Joey.
Oh, it's like making amends to
because
all
he realizes how much it hurts to be into someone who isn't into. Him after having sex with her, and so he's calling women he slept with to apologize for hurting them, and then like the one woman he calls, he gets her mom instead, and he's like, well, actually I need to talk to you too.
Yeah,
I don't know, it he's feels
a,
like
he's such a player, he slept with a mom and daughter duo.
It feels like a Barney joke.
Well,
let's do you have any other stray observations about this episode, or should we move on to funniest moments?
We can move on.
Well, when my funniest one, I have two. The funniest one is when Rachel is mad at Chandler for saying he would call and he wouldn't. Rachel says, "You can't just say nice to meet you, good night." And Chandler goes to her face.
when Chandler is telling Rachel why he's not into Joanna, he was complaining about how there's always like a little mascara in the corner of her eye, and it was very funny because it like it pays off when he's actually like. Telling Joanna, he said, it's right there, right in the corner. And she's like, right here? Like, so he is honest with her to, like, tell her. And she's like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't know that this was happening. That's funny to me.
Yeah. Kate refers to Lauren as that sweater you're dating to Joey. Mm-hmm. And Joey says, hey, I'm not interested in her sweater. It's what's underneath her sweater that counts.
Yeah. Speaking of Lauren, Lauren, after a rehearsal, she's like, all right, let's go, to that place with the, where we paint the mugs. And he's like, what? And she's like, yeah, we were like talking about it. I told you about it. And he said, I was so listening to that.
Yeah. should we move on to Friends But Make It Fashion?
I have another
more. Oh,
I have another
please,
one.
Please.
Just like. I don't like the abuse of Sophie, the assistant, but Joanna saying, don't spoil it, Sophie, about her having a good date.
Yeah.
And then
also... Yeah, it reminds me of one of our favorite Simpsons lines when Mr. Burns says, someone up there likes me, Smithers. And Smithers says, someone down here likes you too, sir. And he goes, oh, shut up.
Shut up. Okay, I still have some more.
Please.
After there was a fire at Phoebe's house... she said, did everyone get out okay? You know, she was worried already. And then also, Phoebe says that Monica's house has a ghost. And Monica's like, no, I don't want a ghost. And Phoebe says, well, nobody wants a ghost.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Fashion?
Make it fashion. Sam, now I'm forgetting because it's been a day since we watched. I'm forgetting the scenes this shows up in. But Rachel at one point has like a sort of like pastel argyle cardigan.
Oh, okay.
It's very cool.
Okay.
It's like light blue and pink argyle, and it's a cardigan. And it's very cool.
Okay. I liked Rachel's mint green suit. It was a handsome suit.
Okay.
And then also, I thought it was really effective when they're all, like, playing with the dollhouses, and Rachel has a very, like, childlike green shirt and overalls.
Yeah.
Just them, like, playing with the houses was a very funny,
yeah,
effective scene. We also get some nipples. I'm allowed to comment on it. You're not.
Right.
But did you notice?
No, I don't. Actually, don't think I noticed.
Okay.
Or maybe it's just, like, I'm just so used to there being,
and it wasn't even a t-shirt. It was show. Like a very prominent in the green suit.
Hmm. All right. My only other one isn't so much great or anything as it is just kind of
notable,
because I feel like Ross generally, even his casual looks often have buttons, but he wears a t-shirt in like the opening scene,
mm-hmm,
and it was a green t-shirt with a lighter green stripe right across the chest. And it wasn't great, but it did, in a way, almost bring me back to going to high school at this time, okay, like in the late 90s. Like, you, it just felt like,
yeah,
like it was such a, like, Abercrombie & Fitch probably sold this type of t-shirt at the time. Do you remember this, like, dudes in general wear t-shirts that were all one color with a different color stripe right across the chest. It was a very common...
I think so.
It was a very common look in the late 90s. And yeah, so Ross kind of like... I've talked about how a lot of this stuff, a lot of the clothes they wear on Friends are dated, but in a way that it's kind of like come back around, mm-hmm, where it's good again. Yeah. I think this t-shirt is something that hasn't come back around in, right, good riddance.
Right.
What's under the umbrella for Friends this episode?
There's quite a bit.
I didn't make any notes of that.
We get a Monica, I know!
About what?
Maybe probably about the dollhouse.
Okay. Okay.
She's really excited about the dollhouse.
Yeah.
I think someone says, it's beautiful. I know! we get a little reminder that Phoebe had a very sad childhood. She only had a barrel to play with.
because someone says... you had a barrel for a dollhouse? And she said, no, I just had a barrel.
Just had a barrel. Yeah, we talked about incestual relationship. We talked about nipples. Monica calls her aunt a bitch. that's all I have.
See, I never want to be that kind of uncle. I don't want to... I want... my nieces and nephews to only have good associations with me.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah, most of them are too young to... I feel like most of... especially, like, on my side, yeah, most of my nieces and nephews are so young that every time we see them, it's, like, the first time again for them.
Yeah, I think...
Although, yeah, I didn't tell you that our nephew Henry picked out a happy birthday gif for my brother to send me.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a little cat blowing out candles. And yeah, Henry picked that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the real concern about, you know, nieces and nephews is that we don't see them enough, that they don't know us as much as we'd like them to.
Yeah. So they got to send them presents on their birthday.
Yeah.
So they have good associations with us.
Except for our nephew on my side. Maybe he knows us too well.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Should we take a break?
Yes.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, we've taken a break, and we're back, and we're ready to talk about Season 3, Episode 20 of How I Met Your Mother, the Season 3 finale, yes. Miracles.
Yes, so this...
Now they take it away.
Okay, so this was a packed episode, and it was a finale, so rightfully so, but a lot happens.
Mm-hmm.
We start off in Ted explaining that he was in a cab ride and it changed his life. So we already know it's going to be a significant episode.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah, and especially because they're playing Radiohead.
Nice Dreams.
Yeah.
And he's drinking beer in the morning, so everyone knows something's up, and he's distraught and upset. It turns out he had breakfast with Stella, and he made a big mistake, according to him. He broke up with her for, like, kind of a petty reason. She was talking about going to a wedding of a family member or a friend that was 6 months away, and it kind of freaked him out because he remembers a conversation with Barney about the date-time continuum. Like, you shouldn't plan, like, a date or plan something for your relationship more than the time that you're in the relationship.
Right.
So I'm assuming they're only together, like, 3 months?
3 months, that's what he says, yeah.
And this wedding is 6 months away, so it kind of makes him panic a little bit, and he doesn't want to be... he doesn't want to break up with her down the road and then, you know, right. hurt her daughter. And
right.
he doesn't want it to get worse. So he kind of breaks up with her, and we find out that she doesn't know.
Yeah, much later in the
episode.
Like, we found out that she just thought it was a fight they were having.
So, yeah, we'll get back to that. But Ted is, like spiraling, and he thinks he breaks up with her. He's upset about it, thinks he made a huge mistake. But then in the cab ride, it gets, hit by someone on their cell phone.
Yeah, the cab gets T-boned.
Gets T-boned by someone on their cell phone. And we see everyone get the call that he's in the hospital. So Lily runs from her kindergarten classroom. Yeah. Marshall runs from...
the apartment where he's playing Guitar Hero, and he still has the Guitar Hero.
And then Robin leaves set. She's, you know. Yeah,
and she still has, like, the makeup, what do you call that, like the paper?
Yeah.
Tucked into her collar.
Yeah. And this was pretty emotional. They're all running slow-mo.
Yeah.
And then they finally get to the hospital, and he's just, like, happily eating Jell-O in a hospital bed.
Sitting up.
Yeah. But it did get me. It was, like, very emotional. Yeah. Just, like... how worried they all were and how they would just, like, stop everything that they're doing and be there for their friend. While they're in the hospital room, they're all talking about, I guess it's Marshall that brings up, like, oh, this is a miracle that you got T-boned and, you know, not a scratch on you. This is a miracle. And then we learn that he believes in miracles, and we get some flashbacks of some examples of miracles happening.
Yeah.
The best one being at McLaren's, and they're throwing pencils at the ceiling. This is obviously the funniest moment. The
funniest thing in the entire episode.
But one of the pencils falls back down on the table and then ricochets straight into Barney's nostril.
It just sticks there.
And it just stays there. And he's freaked out.
Yeah.
They're all panicked. But yeah, that was a miracle.
Yeah.
And then another miracle is, this was funny. We see him in July 99. He goes to Amsterdam, and Marshall's, like, such a pothead. He's wearing an Amsterdam shirt and like a beanie. Like, he's all like...
Yeah, like a Rasta beanie type of thing.
Yeah. And there is, like, a pretty strict, like, TSA.
Yeah.
Like
customs or whatever.
Yeah, agent. Customs.
Yeah.
And then he gets swapped out for Doug Benson, like a very stony Doug Benson, who's eating, what is this?
Oh, I wrote it down. I'm glad you wrote it down, because I've already forgotten.
This cereal, Frosted Toastios.
Frosted Toastios and with marshmallows?
The mascot on the cereal is, like, throwing a peace sign and was, like, also stoned.
Yeah.
So Doug Benson as your, custs agent is good if you have a bunch of weed on you from Amsterdam.
Yeah. He's like, Amsterdam, nice. Did he say, like, float on through, brother?
Something
like
that. Yeah. Yeah. So it was fun to see Doug Benson.
Yeah.
Another miracle was in April 2008, Lily's
Which
kindergarten.
Is only a month before.
Yeah. Lily's kindergarten classroom convinced him to get his job back.
Well, no, he was gonna go beg for his job back.
Oh, right. And they told him to...
But what stopped him from taking that awful job back was that he had to run out of the office because he got lice.
Oh, he got lice. And John Getz.
Yeah. The great John Getz.
The great John Getz.
Blood Simple as a young man, but also
Don't
from
Tell
a lot
Mom
of
the Babysitter's
things.
Dead.
The Babysitter's Dead. He was also on the miniseries Dirty John with Eric Bana and Connie Britton. Right. He was the doctor that was kind of like getting John the meds or whatever.
So this was another miracle doctor. That he got liberated from corporate bondage by way of lice from the classroom.
Yeah, I wonder if they... So I don't know if this is true. But I have heard that the entire reason that the Breaking Bad writing team created the character of Mike Ehrmantraut was because Bob Odenkirk couldn't do an episode of, or couldn't do a scene because of How I Met Your Mother. Because remember when Bob Odenkirk was, reason they had to create this other character who like works for Saul because Saul couldn't be on this one episode. So I wonder if the fact that it's not Bob Odenkirk that he's going back to, they recast it. Is that because Bob Odenkirk was maybe in Albuquerque working on season two of Breaking Bad at the time?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's interesting. I forget whose idea it was to call Barney, because even though Barney and Ted are still not friends, he would want to know. You know, like, it would be... So
Lily calls
him. Lily calls him. He's at the office with a bunch of, like, businessmen doing nefarious... Well,
but also, like, military? Like, North Korean military or something? Yeah.
Yeah. And Barney rushes out of the office. That'll pay off later. We don't know where he's going. So we're assuming that he's going to, like, rush to Ted's side.
Mm-hmm.
But also who rushes to Ted's side is Stella. She comes to the hospital. He asks for forgiveness, and then they dry hump on the hospital bed.
Yeah.
And then Lily kind of puts her foot in her mouth by saying, like, he told us all, I'm so glad that you... are back together again or something. And she was like, wait, what? We just had a fight.
Yeah.
Like, so he thought, she didn't realize that he thought that he broke up with her. And then she's realizing, like, well, if this is how you feel, it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
So she's mad at him. She leaves angrily.
I mean, she breaks it off. She says, you wanted to break up. You got it. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. But they did say I love you to each other before the dry humping. But yeah, so it's kind of sad. And then let's see. So ultimately Stella breaks up with him. And then, Ted gets a call like, oh, we have you down as an emergency contact for Barney, who was hit by a bus. Very, very badly. Like, we see it happen.
Yeah.
And he's in, like, a full body cast.
Yeah.
In the hospital.
But he asked him to set his arm in such a way that it could still receive high fives.
Yes.
So, yeah, he's conscious, and so there's no brain damage or anything, thank God. But, yeah, he's in a cast. Everything below his neck, essentially, is in a cast.
Yeah. So there was discussion earlier about, right before, something... crazy happens, like your life flashes before your eyes, and then a correction is made, like, no, that's not what happens. It's, you know, all the people you love kind of like come into frame.
And we get for Ted, we get like a very quick, almost like recap, like montage of the entire first three seasons. Did you know, like, did you catch any for some reason, I think specifically Barney's dumb one-man show where he's, like, dressed as a robot or whatever. Like, I remember that showing up in there. There were a lot of things that I couldn't possibly remember them all.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Ted and Barney make up and say we're brothers. Not that you're my best friend, you're my brother.
Yeah.
And that's a sweet scene.
Yeah.
The dudes hug. They're, like, so happy that they're all alive. Another miracle, Marshall says.
Yeah.
But we learn also that in Barney's
what flashed before his eyes
was the person he loves the most, who's Robin.
That's the implication. We don't see it like we do with Ted, but that is very much what the show is implying.
That's the implication, yeah. Barney loves Robin. And then there's a final scene in... Oh, so there was discussion before that Stella was going to take her daughter to Kitty Funland. So he finds them in Kitty Funland, and he...
Which is, I guess, like a...
Arcade.
Like a Chucky, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like a arcade.
Yeah.
Discovery Zone.
Yeah.
Kind of place. And he proposes to Stella.
Yeah, in a little racing simulator.
Yeah.
And that's where it ends. That's where the season ends.
That's where the season ends.
The only thing you skipped is we get, because you mentioned all of Marshall's flashbacks as to why he does believe in miracles.
Oh,
we also
Robin.
Get Robin's flashback
yeah. okay.
as to why
Sir,
she doesn't.
Sir Scratch-a-Wan.
Yeah.
Her dog was like a golden retriever who was, you know, very, very sick.
And very pretty. We see a very pretty dog.
Yeah.
Didn't it look? I wanted to pet that dog, too.
Yeah. And they said he was, you know, on its last breath and he was going to die. And then they convinced her that there was, like, this, like, experimental drug and...
like, miracle procedure or something. Yeah.
Procedure. And the only side effect was the dog was turned into a turtle. So they led her to believe that her dog was an actual turtle.
Yeah. And it took her longer than she's proud of.
And then she became, like, so cynical.
Yeah.
Because
that's a big part of why she's so cynical, mm-hmm. I guess. Should we move on to funniest moments?
Yeah.
Well, you go first.
Okay, well, obviously the pencil in the nostril is by far the funniest. I couldn't stop laughing.
No, you couldn't.
I wanted to... we don't talk during the episode when we watch it, but I wanted to re-watch it. Because you get, like, a side view of it happening, and I kind of want to know how they filmed that.
Yeah, I wonder if it's... I mean, I think it's probably a CG pencil at some point in that shot.
I would have liked to watch it again, so maybe I will.
Yeah.
What else? What do you got?
Well, in addition to, the pencil at Barney's nose and the name Sir Scratch-a-Wan for... because I love the idea that everything about Robin is Canadian.
Very Canadian, yeah.
Like, I remember last week her, like, eBay username was, like, Canada girl at... Mm-hmm. Like Metro News One or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So like even as a kid, she was just like, I'm Canadian. That's everything about me. I thought that was, but those things you mentioned, I'm going to mention, I like the Ted's nurse who is saying you can't leave. We have to wait to get some test results. And he says, your brain could be all full of blood. You think that's good for it?
It's not.
It ain't.
Yeah. 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 That was really funny. We already talked about Doug Benson.
Yeah.
That was really funny. Was it Robin who slapped the Jell-O out of Barney's hand?
No, I think it's when Stella walks back in to actually break up with
him.
He's
Stella,
sitting up eating Jell-O again. He loves Jell-O, this guy.
He loves Jell-O, yeah.
Yeah, she slapped the Jell-O, yeah.
Stella slapping the Jell-O
was fun. I
have
that here, too. Yeah, slapping Jell-O.
What do you have under the umbrella?
Well, we have to do How I Met Your Mother to make it fashion.
Oh, right. Okay. I liked one of Lily's red and white dresses.
Okay.
I guess she's wearing it most of the episode.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I actually really liked, I think it's the scene when he's at the, in the flashback when he's at the Lily's school, he's wearing a yellow polo shirt with like red piping around like the collar and stuff. It looked very cool. It's a cool polo.
Okay.
That's Marshall.
I had a funny one. When Lily calls Barney, he like hangs up the phone, but she's pretending to everyone else that he's still talking, and she's like,
yeah,
like as if he's like still on the phone concerns, and she said, huh, suit up, haha, yep, that's you, Barney, like pretending
to. Yeah, you're always saying that or something.
Yeah, you're always saying that. Suit up, ha, ha, ha.
That is funny. It's funnier now that I hear you say it than I thought it was in the episode.
Yeah.
But wait, we were as far as make it fashion. Did you have any more?
Oh, I thought we were under the umbrella still. Okay.
No, I had one more really quick for make it fashion.
Okay.
Just to keep the connection between the two episodes, I mentioned a cardigan in Friends. Stella has like a blue and white striped cardigan that she's wearing when she comes to the hospital. Yeah. Like blue and white vertical stripes. I thought it looked kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Under the umbrella. So yeah, suit up. I wrote that down.
Suit up.
And I mentioned all the flashes before Ted's eyes being all like actual scenes from from the previous episodes.
We mentioned Barney's high five even in the hospital. Whoa, it just got very dark.
Yeah, just the sun went behind a cloud. Wow. It happens.
Also, there was mention of Bryan Adams, Canadian...
The Canadian Bruce Springsteen.
Canadian Bruce Springsteen.
Or I guess Robin refers to Bruce Springsteen as the American Bryan Adams.
Yes.
Which is very funny.
Yeah.
Because that's what... Yeah, that was the... thing, the date time continuum. Ted was gonna take Robin when they first started dating to a Springsteen concert, but it was like in like 3 months,
right?
And Barney tore up the tickets.
Yeah
I have one big one. I'm surprised you didn't catch it.
Oh, maybe I did. My best friend needs me.
No, but that's a good one.
Yeah.
No. I just think it was a very cool one. Did you notice the place where Ted breaks up with Stella is the same brunch place that they took Ted's parents when they were in town.
The Popover Pantry.
Yeah.
Well, I purposely didn't bring that up, but okay.
I couldn't not mention it here.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's move on to similarities between the two episodes.
Okay.
I have one major one.
Is it breakups?
It's specifically men... not being able to just say what they mean. Like, Chandler can't say, I'm not going to call you. Mm. And Ted can't say, we should break up. Mm-hmm. And they both, in both cases, they think they've gotten the point across, even though they've been too scared to actually say the thing they mean, and it leads to confusion.
Yeah.
That happens in both episodes.
Yeah. So I just wrote, like, the kind of more basic general breakups, Chandler and Joanna and Ted and Stella.
Yeah.
Also, even though it didn't really happen in this How I Met Your Mother, but apologizing to women for wrongdoing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
because there was a whole episode of Barney.
Barney had to do a lot of that.
The bracket.
The reckoning. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And then hasn't Barney slept with, made jokes about sleeping with a daughter-mother duo?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
I'm sure, yeah. Should we play favorites?
Oh, also, speaking of, so we talked about Radiohead. Also, we get the Replacements song, Here Comes a Regular, at the very end.
At Kitty Funland?
At Kitty Funland, yeah. Okay. Here Comes a Regular was like the final.
I didn't even catch that.
It's a great song.
I like that song.
Yeah. And they've played Replacements before.
Yeah.
So I guess that's kind of...
Yeah. They do have, better taste in music on How I Met Your Mother than on Friends.
Yeah.
Generally. Should we play favorites?
Yes.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
It's a finale.
It's a finale. It's
always, they're always going to bring out the big guns.
Yeah.
But the pencil up Barney's nose is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
That deserves all the attention.
All right. Well, I'm so bad at we're like out of practice. To the listeners, it's been a week, just like it always is. But we like pre-recorded episodes before I went to Toronto, and then we went to Joshua Tree, so it's like it's actually been a couple weeks since we've recorded.
Yeah, so we must have a lot of correspondence to catch up on.
I don't think we do, actually. I'm trying to nothing there, but I know we had at least one. No, that's not it. Hold on. Oh, this I gotta. Okay. So, Steph, thanks for listening as always, Steph. Steph says she would consider the turtleneck to be orangey. Do you remember when we were arguing about what color Monica's turtleneck is?
Yeah.
It was Monica, right? God, it's been so long.
Yes, it was Monica. And it
and I said it was more burgundy, and you said burnt sienna.
Yeah.
And so she said orangey, orange, which is closer to you.
Is closer to me. All right. So, yeah. Thanks, Steph.
So, Steph's on your side. And then, at Two Geek Soup, obviously, like, looking at the episode numbers and knowing what's coming up, he said, I'm once again voting for you and Natalie to cover the Mystery Diner's locations where you have actually been. Of which there are three or four.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. Which ones have you actually been to? We've been to the Marigny Brasserie in New Orleans.
Right.
We've been to the restaurant in Three Rivers, California, which is a particularly funny episode.
Yeah.
And then, wait, what's the other? Because I feel like we've been to three and none of them are in Los Angeles. I feel like there's another one we've been to. Oh, Nacho Daddy. We've been to Nacho Daddy. In Las Vegas,
yeah.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of our favorite restaurants in Las Vegas.
So good.
So yeah, maybe, who knows? We've got five in a row to do before we get back to Your Mother.
Let's dig up the ones that we...
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay.
We've also got, like, keep in mind, every season is going to end with there being a surplus of Friends episodes. And then we're going to have an entire surplus season of Friends.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure we will get to at least some of the ones we've been to.
Okay.
By the end of the run of
Call to Don't Action. What is your favorite Mystery Diners episode? And
well, I do want to know. I would love to know if anyone has started watching Mystery Diners because we
let us know. Let us know on a scale of 1 to 10 how charismatic is Charles Stiles. There's only one answer, and
just,
it's zero.
Just, yeah.
Zero charisma.
All Mystery Diners questions. I also want to know, were you ever left anything in a will? That'd be a fun call to action. I would love to know that. I thought I had another one, but no. Yeah, that's what I want to know. Were you ever left anything in a will?
Yeah.
So, correspond with us. Let's move on to my favorite segment to introduce. It's a segment called... How were we doing? This is where we look at what was going on in the world on the days these episodes first aired. So season 3, episode 20 of Friends, the one with the dollhouse, aired on Thursday, April 10th, 1997. And I swear to God, I've like... The site that I use, I'm not even going to like call them out. Sometimes they just suck. The only thing they have is that on this day, some like... loser white SoundCloud rapper named Slim Jesus was born. And I looked him up. There's like no mention of him even releasing music since like 2016.
Yeah.
When he would have been like 19 years old, I guess. Yeah. So Slim Jesus was born. But top 5 songs in the US that day, which is what we're really here for.
Okay.
And number 4, Monica's For You I Will.
Don't know it.
Okay. And number 3, Celine Dion's All By Myself. Is that a cover of All By Myself? Okay. Number 3, Jules, You Were Meant For Me.
Snaggletooth Songstress. Meant for me.
Yeah. Number 2, The Spice Girls, Wannabe.
Great song.
It's fine. It's not that great. Number 1, Puff Daddy's Can't Nobody Hold Me Down. Now, season 3, episode 20 of How I Met Your Mother, Miracles, aired on Monday, May 19th, 2008. And I swear I try to find something lighthearted, but a lot of times it's just really sad stuff. So May 19th marked 1 week since the 2008 Sichuan earthquake, which killed tens of thousands of people. And the People's Republic of China held three minutes of silence nationwide at 2:28 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah. Very sad.
Yeah.
But top 5 songs in the U.S. that day, which hopefully will be a little less sad. Usher's Love in This Club. Number 4, Jordan Sparks' No Air. And number 3, Lil Wayne's Lollipop. And number 2, Leona Lewis. Keep bleeding, keep bleeding, love. And number 1, Rihanna's Take a Bow. The good thing is here, we won't be coming back to 2008 music for months of real time. It'll be 5 weeks. I guess 6 weeks from now is when next time we'll talk about How I Met Your Mother again. So hopefully it'll be all new songs. Maybe we'll know some of them besides the one Leona Lewis song.
Yeah.
final segment of the show is called Challenge Accepted. This is where we try to predict what's going to happen next week on each episode, armed only with knowledge of the episode titles. But first, we have to look at how we did. I said, we're tied right now. And now I've got 5 episodes to pull ahead. We'll see if I can, or I might just keep whiffing like I was way off the mark here.
Remind the listeners what
I guessed that Phoebe has a haunted dollhouse, which I was close. There was talk of a haunted dollhouse, but it wasn't Phoebe's.
Yeah.
And I said Joey gets shrunk down and trapped inside, but he wears a tiny little sleeping gown and floppy nightcap and makes friends with the mouse. That was way off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said it takes a miracle to reunite Barney and Ted. I mean, it'd have to at this point, right? Also, Abby will wreak some havoc. I mean, you kind of got it there.
I got the miracle, but Abby was not wreaking any havoc.
So, but I think I'm going to give you the point. You know, and I have 5 weeks to make it up.
Okay.
You know, so I think you get the point for it took a miracle to reunite Barney and Ted. It's what happened.
Okay. Yeah, and I think it goes without saying that we will both agree to donate towards Tyler Smith's GoFundMe to help with his medical bills and to help his family. You know, cover some of those ridiculous costs.
Yeah. So if, Tyler, there have been minor improvements, which you can find out about. There's a caringbridge.org/visit/ Tyler and Jennifer Smith is where you can find updates on Tyler's condition.
Yeah, some really
Tyler, cool. People who don't know, Tyler is my co-host, my other podcast and my oldest friend. We've been friends since we were teenagers.
Yeah.
And there's also at the Caring Bridge, there's a link to the GoFundMe, which can help pay for mounting medical bills, which he's already been in the hospital for a very long time, and it's going to be a long time before he's able to come home.
Yep.
So these bills are mounting. All right, so let's try to guess what's going to happen next week. Well, I guess I get to guess. You can't guess because there's no How I Met Your Mother next week.
Yeah, I can guess that Mr. Diners will be chock full of surprises.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next week's episode is called The One with the Chick and the Duck. The One with the Chick and the Duck. The One with the Chick and the Duck.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's going to be a literal duck. But I'm trying to decide, is there a literal chick or is it like
cool chick?
Like, I'm going to say Joey dates a gal who's got it all up to and including a pet duck that doesn't like the cut of Joey's jib.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that the chick is, because if anyone on this show would use the word chick to describe a woman, it's Joey.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say the chick is a chick that Joey dates.
Okay.
And she has a duck.
Okay.
Because he's, like, still trying to get over Kate, I guess, maybe.
Okay.
So he finds another gal. Okay. Right. That's the one with the chick and the duck.
Okay.
Well, I think we did it then, right?
I think we did it.
We talked about everything having to do with Season 3, Episode 20, of both Friends and How I Met Your Mother. Next week we will talk about more Friends, and then we will do a little bonus Mystery Diner discussion at the end. Because that's what we do when there's no How I Met Your Mother, which is often.
Yeah.
So... until then, you already gave out the Caring Bridge, which is what I was going to use my plug area for. So you can find us where you found this podcast. You can also find a post for every episode at battleshippretension.com. You can leave comments there. You can also email us at theonewhereimetyourmother@gmail.com. Or you can tweet at me, which is how most people seem to prefer to reach me, at Davey Pretension, D-A-V-E-Y Pretension. Now, Natalie, I feel bad that I keep forgetting. Where do you want people to find you on the internet?
Right. Follow me on Twitter at... Just kidding. Don't find me. Don't at me.
You did start a Twitter once a million years ago, but you never used it. Same with, like, Letterboxd. So my... This is... you know, I think every successful marriage has to have things in common and things that are each other's own.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter and Letterboxd, my two most commonly used, like, apps, are things you just can't jibe with.
Yeah.
But you're lucky with Twitter. Twitter's it's a terrible, awful place.
Yeah.
It is the worst place in the world.
Yeah, it's toxic, and you should avoid it at all costs.
Yep.
But... If you like this episode, you should rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your mothers. You already have your marching orders. Let us know if you had a dollhouse, if you're in a will. We're still taking opinions about the burnt sienna.
I mean, it sounds like it's pretty much Burgundy. Settled.
Yeah.
You were right.
But yeah, I think that's it. Until next time, see you at Kitty Funland.